Barhead. The Barhead Bombers won their inaugural game of the new Kenem Junior Hockey League, CAJHL, season 7-4 at home against the Vegreville Vipers. The Bombers and the Vipers started the season playing in the Western States Hockey League, WSHL. The win marks the first time the Bombers have defeated the Vipers. In their previous matchups, the Vipers defeated Barhead 12-3, 8-7, 7-3 and 4-3. The first period ended in a 2-2 tie. Both Barhead goals were scored by Joshua Cockin, the second being a power play marker. In the second period, the Bombers extended their lead thanks to goals by Captain Presley Toth, who scored on a tough angled shot. Early in the period, Gabriel Karen Lalancette, finishing a two-on-one with Toth and a Cockin who completed his hat-trick scoring on a shorthanded breakaway with about 9 minutes in the period. The Vipers would score two quick goals in the last 3 minutes of the period, chasing Barhead's starting goaltender Jaden Shermers from the net, replaced with Brendan Olsen. In the third period, Barhead added to their lead on goals by Gabriele Karen Lalancette and Toth, the latter being into an empty net. The win was the Bombers' fourth win of the season. Coach Joey McEwen said he was pleased with his team's efforts, especially with the improvements made on special teams. It was a competitive, physical game. It was good to be finally able to come out on top, he said. McEwen added that the Bombers' record is not indicative of how they played against the Vipers, noting on at least two of their other three meetings, they had played well enough to win and probably deserved to win. McEwen said one of the reasons for the win was the team's improved speciality teams. Our power play and PK were especially good tonight, he said, pointing to the Cockins power play and shorthanded goals as proof. McEwen believed another factor in the game was his decision to switch goaltenders. Jaden's a great goaltender, who has been really good for us. The goals he let in, late in the second, were not his fault and he did not get a lot of help from his defense on those plays, but you could tell, for whatever the reason, Vegreville had his number, he said. Brendan Olsen came in and did a good job and shut the door. McEwen also credited the new additions they have made to the team. Over the Christmas break, the Bombers made a couple of moves, the first being to bring in the Karen Lalancette brothers, Gabriel and Maxim, from Hinton for Alak Rice. The second was to bring in Seth Keltomaki from a trade with the Utah Vernal Oilers for defenseman Oliver Lovely. As part of the deal, Barhead also received the negotiating rights to defenseman Kale Lamouche in exchange for defenseman Oliver Lovely. Oliver is a really talented player, but we wanted to get younger, he said. All three players were in the lineup against the Vipers. Keltomaki just arrived on the bus from Utah the day before. With our roster, I think we have turned over a new leaf, McEwen said. If you look at the game puck, it's pretty beat up and I think it describes our team, a very hard-working, blue-collar squad that plays an exciting brand of hockey. On Saturday the Bombers lost 8-4 against Edmonton Eagles on the road, followed by an 8-3 loss against the Vernal Oilers at home the next afternoon. The Bombers' next home game is against the Oilers on Tuesday, January 18, before going on a three-game road trip that sees them returning to the Agrena on January 28 against the Cold Lake Arrows. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.